Turn your Bibles to Psalm 91. While you're turning there, just a reminder, this course is a time we remember those that gave their lives in service for our country. It's also just an emphasis on patriotism to those who serve. For all those who have served in our military and any of the armed forces, we'd just like to have you stand and we just want to recognize you today. So if you would just stand, please. All those that have served. Thank you so much. Thank you for your service. Let's give them a good hand. Thank you. One additional thing you may not be aware of, we had our graduation for our high school on Friday. So we have a couple of our graduates here, but congratulations to all of them. And included in that, I think Jordan is going to pass, right? That you'll soon have graduation or some recognition of some sort. All right. Hopefully get a diploma, at least. But congratulations to all of our graduates. We're glad we were able to have a service on Friday night. That was a blessing. Psalm 91. Let me add a couple of other things, too. It's interesting. Three of our graduates' parents graduated or attended the academy. So now we've gone all the way through a whole cycle. And it wouldn't be something if we saw, and if I lived long enough to see them have their children go all the way through and graduate from the academy. Boy, that would be something. But we'll not think too long about that. Psalm 91, starting in verse 1. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm going to read a little bit more, but that verse in itself is in some ways somewhat mystical, and yet we know what it means. If you're a Christian, you're saved, there's probably been a time where you had nowhere to turn but to the Lord, and to know that he's there and the comfort that he gives. Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Being in the will of God is the safest place you can ever be in. You could be in a foreign country. Maybe there are rebels. Maybe there's all kinds of upheaval. Maybe there are dangerous plagues, and being in the will of God is still the safest place you can be. And whatever troubles come, whatever problems we may have, just staying in the will of God and under the wings of him is the safest place we can be. Under the shadow of his wings, just remaining under his power, remaining under his authority, being in his will, surrendering our lives to him is the safest and best place that we can be. His authority means we are under protection and we're also under comfort. We have a choice. We can either run from God or we can run to Him. And when troubles arise, it reveals the character of a person. If we are strong in our faith, we realize that we need Him, we need help. Sometimes people face problems and they run from church. They stop reading their Bible. They stop living the Christian life and they become bitter and angry. And then there are others that it perfects them. It refines them. They become stronger and more reliant on Him. We have a choice to make, and it just depends on how we view God. But when we are under His, under the shadow of His wings, we're protected. It is a safe place to be. All things have been going on in the last, since March or February. For a Christian, there ought to be no fretting, no worry. Now, obviously, we should take precautions, we should be careful. But for a Christian, there's no worry because we're in His hands. If we're under His wings and under the protection, the shadow of His wings, we have no worries. And come what may, we still are under His protection. Can you imagine the Apostle Paul, prison, in jail, and at midnight, he and Silas worrying, oh, what are we going to do? That didn't happen. They began singing praises to God and glorifying God, and God answered, protected them. He'll do the same for you and for me. Psalm 23:4 says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. A shadow is not the real thing. The shadow is cast upon us that tells us something's there. It reveals something. But we know the reality is He's protecting us. His person, His character, the very nature of God casts a shadow upon every believer that is protective and that's comforting. If we run from it, if we remove ourselves from under His wings of protection, we become vulnerable. Remember what happened to Adam and Eve in the garden after they sinned? What did they do? They hid themselves. They ran from God. They were guilty. They knew they had done something wrong. And because of that, they were vulnerable. And there God came to restore them in that relationship. Who doesn't know the story of Jonah running from God? That wasn't a good place to be. And as he ran from God, God had to deal with him to get him back to where he ought to be. Sometimes young people go through issues in life where they think that they can get by without God, without His protection, and they can do anything. And yet they fail to realize they're vulnerable and what they've done is dangerous. We have to realize that we need Him. Deuteronomy 1:42 says, and the Lord said unto me, say unto them, go not up, neither fight, for I am not among you, lest you be smitten before your enemies. On more than one occasion, the children of Israel are to go into the promised land, but they failed to do so. They were judged by 40 years of wilderness wanderings. And then they had certain battles that they were supposed to go, and they wouldn't go. And then they decided, well, I'm going to go on my own. And they suffered destruction. The key is being under His wings. The key is being under His shadow. The key is surrendering to do His will. Why would anyone get out of the protection of God Himself? Sometimes it's simply because of fear. Psalm 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? But sometimes we are afraid. When we're afraid, it's comforting to be under His protection, to get back into the Bible and to find the comfort of the Word of God, to sense His presence. In Matthew 25, verse 24, says that when he had received one talent, he came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not straw. And I was afraid, and I went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. So different ones were given different talents and different responsibilities. The one who had the least was afraid. And because he was afraid, he went and hid it. We don't want to be afraid. We are in the will of God, doing the will of God, then we're in a good place. We have his protection. We have his guidance. Theodore Roosevelt wrote an article, and just a portion of it is probably most quoted. It's the man in the arena. And it says, "It is not the critic who counts, not the one who points out how the strong man stumbled or how the doer of deeds might have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred with sweat and dust and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes short again and again, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, and spends himself in a worthy cause, who, if he wins, knows the triumph of high achievement, and who, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who know neither victory nor defeat." Now, that really has biblical principles behind it. I know nothing about Theodore Roosevelt standing with God, but that the truth is we have to commit ourselves to the Lord and get involved and be busy, not worry, not faint, not be fearful. We can trust in him. He will provide for us. If our God saved us from an eternal hell, he can protect us as we live this life here and now. No man can touch us. In Psalm 91, it tells us that the angels watch over us. God is viewing and watching every one of us, and no man can lay a hand upon us. We are in his will. And there are times when we may not understand what's going on. We may not comprehend the circumstances. Just stay under his will. Don't move. Don't run. Don't hide. Stay where you're at. Keep doing what you're doing. There are those who've gone through the loss of a loved one, a husband, a wife, spouse, a parent, a child. And it can be frightful, and you don't know what to do. And sometimes people get out of sorts, and they get worried, and they sometimes get angry, sometimes get bitter, and they get out of the will of God. Just keep doing what you know is right. Just keep doing. Keep on keeping on, as someone has said. Just do right. Just follow the Lord. Stay under his protection. Sometimes people run from God because the trials come. Trials can either make us better or they can make us bitter. Sometimes people become bitter because they don't understand why some tragedy happened in their life. And because they don't comprehend it, they go out from underneath the shadow of his wings. Someone said, God cannot use a man greatly unless he wounds him deeply. God perfects us through trials. It is the trial of our faith that works patience. And it's through the time element of going through things where we don't know what to do, that we just wait patiently under the shadow of his wings. 1 Peter 1:7 says, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Going through trials is not something we choose, but yet it is something he uses to perfect us. Paul embraced his thorn in the flesh, knowing that his grace was sufficient. And we can also be thankful that he's with us even through those trials. Of all the problems the children of Israel faced in the wilderness wanderings, God proved himself again and again. He always came to their aid, and he'll do that for every believer. Sometimes people leave the protective hand of God and get out from underneath the shadow of his wings because they get caught up in sin. Sin will take us farther than we want to go, keep us longer than we want to stay, and cost us more than we want to pay. Sometimes the lure of sin is attractive. Moses said that he chose to be with the people of God rather than enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Some choose the pleasure of sin for a season. They sow their wild oats. They go their way. They rebel against all authority, against their parents or against their church or against their God. They think they know what they're doing. They think they're having fun. And they chose the pleasure of sin for a season rather than the protective hand of God under the shadow of his wings. Oh, we know that sin can ruin a person's life. For every young lady, it's like a beautiful flower that can be faded and wilted. For every young man that has the possibility of doing something great, his life can be ruined and shambles and destroyed. We have to be careful. Sin can take us away from the protective hand of God. Sometimes people leave the shadow of his wings because of the world around them, and they would rather be part of the world. It's interesting that Paul would specifically name one man that Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world. What an epitaph that someone could have. Wouldn't that be a shame if that was said of you or me? Having loved this present world, we loved all the things of the world, and we departed from the shadow of his wings. Lot chose the plains of Sodom, and he not only chose the plains of Sodom, but he chose to live under the affliction that day by day came to him because of the wickedness of the city of Sodom. If you get in a boat and you go out in the water, it can be a beautiful experience. I don't know how many of you do that, but what a wonderful experience. But if the water starts getting in the boat, that's a bad experience, let me tell you. We were out on Long Island Sound, and the boat, we made it back to almost the mouth of the river. We're right in the mouth of the river, and the engine quit. And the sump pump stopped working. And the water's coming in the boat, and we're sitting still in the river. I never quite felt anything like that before. It was not a joyous feeling, I can tell you that. When you're out in the water and the water gets in the boat, it's a bad thing. When you're on top of the water, it's different. Isn't that true that the Bible says that we are in the world but not of the world? When we get infiltrated by the world, we got a problem. But when we're above the world, we can live in it and be buoyed above it through the power of God. We have to be careful lest Satan get an advantage of us because we're not ignorant of his devices. It's been several years ago now. We had a family that came from some distance away. We had two little girls that came to our school, beautiful young girls, went through our school, and the family had problems, got out of the protective hand of God. There was an article, several articles in the paper, that there was some serial killer. A number of young ladies had been killed, and they found her body up by West Farms Mall, back in a ditch, because she got out from underneath the protective hand of God. You see, young people, you got to be careful. When you run from God and you get out of his will and you don't surrender, you rebel against the hand of God, bad things can happen. It may not end like that, but in this case, it did. We have to be careful. Don't let Satan somehow take you away. Don't listen to the voice of the world. Don't allow the flesh to control you. Remember, we need him, and it's the best place to be under his will. Sometimes people leave the hand of God because of pride. Boy, it's a stubborn thing, isn't it? You go back to the first sin of Lucifer. Because of his pride, he lifted himself up, and he was like the Most High, or he thought he was. And that sin of pride gets in the way so many times, where we think of ourselves selfishly. We think more of ourselves than we ought to think. And any man that thinks he's something has fooled himself because he's nothing. We, without him, can do nothing. Pride gets in the way. We have to humble ourselves before God. No revival's ever begun because people were proud and said they can bring it. It always comes from humility and prayer and seeking the face of God. Pride gets us out from under the hand that protects us, the shadow of his wings. So if we stay under the shadow of his wings, we find a certain protection. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. In Matthew 23:37, Jesus' words, he describes, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee. How often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not. I can visualize that picture in my mind. I don't know if you've ever seen a picture, maybe a few even grew up on a farm where you saw that, where a hen hatched its own eggs and the little chickens would run around all over the place. And any problem that might come, they would all run in under the hen. She'd open her wings and they would all come under. It's a precious picture of our God that sees when we have trouble. You can always run in and put his wings over you. And he will see you through that danger. As a Christian, we are in the most protected place we can be by being under his shadow. We are also comforted and we gain strength under the shadow of his wings. I think men, by nature, feel sometimes like, I've got to be strong. We're self-made to a certain extent. We're responsible. We're the leader. But there are occasions where we're vulnerable. We realize we don't have all the answers. And sometimes we don't know what to do. But we can always go to him to get the strength that we need. Someone stated, character is the tree, our reputation is the shadow. As we follow the Lord, as we yield and surrender to him, we find that strength. When a child falls and hurts themselves, what do? They run to their mother. Why do they do that? The mother's not a nurse and not a doctor, in most cases. Because the mother can give comfort. She may not solve the problem, but she puts her arm around the child and hugs them, and there's something about it that's comforting. And whenever we have trouble and problems, that to know that God puts his arms around us and his feathers are over us, that through the shadow of the Almighty, we can have that protection and comfort. It's comforting to know we don't have to worry about tomorrow. We don't have to worry about a pestilence or a disease. We don't have to worry about the world coming to an end, that we're under his shadow. We are under his protection. The very nature of God protects us. So we are protected. We gain comfort. We gain strength. He said to Paul, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. And under the shadow of his wings, we learn patience. Turn with me to Isaiah 40 and verse 31. First time I read this verse, it really stood out. Such an important principle. Isaiah 40 and verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. There may be times we don't know what to do. We just stay under the shadow of his wings. And tomorrow we don't know what to do. We just stay there. Amen. And it may go on for days or weeks, in some cases maybe even years. We don't know what to do, so we just wait. We're just patient. All right, God, I'm trusting you. There may be something for which you've prayed and it seems he's not answering. Just wait under his wings. Just stay there. There are people I've prayed for ever since I got saved and they're still not saved. I'm staying where I'm at under his wings. I keep praying for them. Don't give up and don't quit. Just be patient. The trial of our faith worketh patience. There are times where what we need more than an answer, we need patience and trust in him. As we trust him, eventually we see he does give the answer. He does give direction, and he helps us through it. In Job 13 and verse 15, he made this statement. This is an important statement. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. We learn to trust him by staying under his wings, under his authority, under his power. And Job made a statement that if I die doing it, so be it. I'll die doing it. I'm not changing. We hear testimony sometimes of faith promise giving, and people say, oh, I made a big commitment this year and God miraculously answered, and I can't believe the money came in from an insurance payment I didn't expect, or a raise at work, or an extra job. I mean, God really answered prayer. And then someone may be sitting there thinking, I gave extra money and I lost my job. I did more and there's no miracle for me. But you see, the truth is, we just keep doing it regardless of what the results may appear to be. If we get that extra answer to prayer, and that's great, and that's wonderful, we rejoice over that. But if we don't, we're just staying faithful to what he called us to do. If that loved one isn't saved, if that spouse isn't saved, just keep doing what's right. If we're struggling with some infirmity or some issue in our life, just be faithful. Just keep doing what we know is right. The safest place and the best place, the most productive place, is under the shadow of his wings. We learn to trust him no matter what may come. Doesn't matter what happens, just keep trusting. And we learn dependence upon him. Matthew 10:37, he that loveth father and mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. A matter of comparison is made that as we learn to trust in him, he becomes more important than any earthly thing. Even those closest relationships that we have, he still is the priority. And if he's the priority, believe me, other people will be in their right place. We learn to depend upon him. Isaiah 1:18 says, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. For someone listening today, it's possible you don't know exactly what we're talking about because you've never experienced it. But it all begins by putting yourself in that position to say, I trust in him as my Savior. Lord, forgive me and cleanse me. And it begins a relationship where we cry out, Abba, Father, how the Father watches over us and protects us, and his hand is upon us, and that we can have complete trust every day because we're now under the shadow of his wings. And when you're out here in the world, I've had funerals of people who are saved, committed to the Lord. I've had funerals of people who are unsaved. And let me tell you what a drastic difference between the two. In every case, it's a drastic difference. People that don't have the Lord, they don't know what to do. They're frantic. They're weeping and crying and carrying on. They're upset. They're angry. They're out of control in some cases. Where I've seen people, they're saved and their loved ones have gone on. There may be some tears. There may be some sorrow. But there's a peace knowing that one day we'll see him again. One day we'll be in heaven together at that grand reunion. Dr. Donald Barnes is a great author and writer, and going back to around 19, over 100 years ago. He led a son of a prominent American family to the Lord. He was in the military. And it came to a point, there was a drastic change in his life, but he was going to be getting out and then discharged. And he was concerned, if I get out, I'm going to go back. I'm going to have all these worldly friends again. I'm afraid that I might backslide. Dr. Barnes, what should I do? And he said, the first 10 people you meet, tell them what God's done in your life. And soon after he was dismissed, he met a young lady, a friend who had known very, very well. And she asked, well, how are you doing? He said, well, I'm glad you asked. There's one thing I wanted to tell you, that I became a Christian. I'm saved and my life has been changed. And you could see a frown come on the young lady's face. And then she just kind of walked away, disinterested. Then he went to another location, and there were a couple of friends that were old buddies, and he began telling them this testimony, how the Lord changed him, how he was saved, and they also frowned, had no interest. He went down the line till after 10 people, the word had gotten out. This young man, he's gone crazy. He's a religious nut. to stay away from him. He didn't have any problem being drawn back into the world. Why? Because he had a testimony. I'm going to live for God. Amen. And when he started witnessing toward that end, it changed everything. He no doubt was able to reach some friends, but many of the friends, they went away. He wasn't going to go out and drink with them anymore. He wasn't going to go to the parties. All that changed his relationship with the world. And I really believe if we could only get a true vision picture of what it is to be under the shadow of the wings of God, the protection, the blessing, the joy that we have, we'll never regret staying where we belong. But if you get out of that protection and you come under some other authority and you get caught up in the world and sin, you don't realize how vulnerable you are to the wiles of Satan, how it can ruin and damage your life. Today, if there's someone listening, you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, you can know that peace and joy. You don't have to fret and worry about whether it be the COVID-19, whether it be a specific health issue you have, whether it be a problem in your home and family. He is the answer. And as we humble ourselves before him, you can receive him as your Savior. You can call upon him and ask him to come into your heart and life and save you, and he'll do that. If you'll pray that prayer and you mean that from your heart, he'll change your life. And as a Christian, let's first just thank God for his blessing that we can be here today, that we can live the Christian life, for the experience we have of knowing him as our Savior. And let's be resolved to stay in the will of God, to keep doing his will. And whatever comes, just stay where we are. Wait upon the Lord. He'll renew our strength. Let's bow for prayer.